climb in and hold on.
We're driving the conversation.
It's the Joel and Thomas Show, powered by Teton Toyota.
Joining me in the studio right now is Bonneville County Prosecuting Attorney Randy Neal. Randy, thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
And you are busy
right.
Running the office and running a re-election campaign.
Yes. This week we have the judicial conference, so it works out good. I can stop by.
Well, I'm so glad to have you here. Randy, you've been in the position for a couple of years. What are you most proud of?
Well, we've had probably the most significant challenges that this office has ever faced in 113 years. Obviously, the pandemic was a significant challenge that they had to deal with just before I got in. But what we're dealing with right now are the two biggest issues, I think, are first of all, the sentencing outcomes. The pendulum has swung quite a bit towards the riders and probation and rehabilitation as opposed to some of the other things that we look for when we try to get sentences. So we're in a position where we have to try to push back on that pendulum, but also deal with a nationwide, certainly a statewide and region-wide shortage of attorneys who want to go into the public sector and especially go into criminal law. We're seeing that not only in prosecutor's office, but the public defender's office. And so we're trying to do more with significantly less resources and yet accomplish what I think I was voted in to do, which was when we're talking about violent crime or crimes against children, to get more significant sentencing outcomes. And we're heading in the right direction, but it's something that takes some time. If I just go in and grandstand and say, you know, throw the book at everybody, then I lose credibility with the judge and the judge will stop listening to me. And so it does take some time to turn around a trend that's been developing over several years.
I mean, it's a balancing act.
Yeah, the prosecutor doesn't control sentencing outcomes. I mean, we can only influence it. A judge gets actually input from three sources, not just two. Most people see the two. The prosecutor's fighting for one recommendation. The defense attorney is fighting for the other. But there's actually a third one in there from the pre-sentence investigator who works for the Department of Corrections. And the Idaho Justice Reinvestment Act, which was passed, I think, back in 2018, really changed the philosophy at the Department of Corrections. And so a lot of those recommendations for riders and probation are actually coming through the Department of Corrections. And so we sometimes get outnumbered. We have a defense attorney who's arguing for that kind of an outcome, and we may have a pre-sentence investigator, pre-sentence investigation recommending the same thing. And now we're in a position where we have to convince the judge that both of those folks are wrong and that, you know, a more severe penalty should be handed down. Well, those pre-sentence investigations, of course, are confidential. So most people don't even recognize that there is a third recommendation going to the judge. So that's, you know, that's part of the challenge of us being influential and persuasive with the judge is that we can be outnumbered on some of these.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're exactly right. That's a component that a lot of people are not aware of because it is private. One of the challenges that is facing county prosecution offices and public defender offices throughout the state is an attorney shortage. Let's dive into this change in philosophy at law schools and this younger generation and how that's impacting where these new attorneys are going. It's statewide and even across the country.
Yeah, I think that folks, there's some folks that are opposed to me that are trying to, paint this as an issue that Randy Neal created, that somehow people don't want to work for Randy Neal. But my office is fully staffed in every area except the criminal prosecution attorneys. So you'd think if people don't like working for me, that would have been across the board. But what we're seeing it is just in one area, which is criminal law. And we are seeing that over in the public defender's office in Bonneville County. We're seeing it in probably at least half of the prosecutor's offices in this region. The others are so small that, you know, maybe one or two people can be a full staff. Those large prosecutor's offices like Twin Falls, Bannock, Kootenai, Canyon, we are all hurting for applicants. And part of that is the private sector is hurting too. And they're becoming more competitive to take applicants from law school off the market. We're seeing offers being made by the public sector to 2 second-year law students. That's 18 months before they even become an attorney.
And they're getting these offers.
Exactly. They're getting locked in that they're going to be working for the private sector. We had a case where a law clerk working for a Supreme Court justice after 1 year, so no trial experience, no actual advocacy, just a law clerk working with a Supreme Court justice. He was offered $200,000 after 1 year of experience out of law school, and that was $30,000+ more than the Supreme Court justice he's working for.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're up against, and we had to start adjusting. We do have commission support to adjust for the salary, but it's not just the salary that's creating an issue. Folks that are going into law school, kids in this generation, are not seeing criminal justice as the type of law they want to practice. And some of that goes to feelings towards law enforcement in general, but just the idea that criminal justice is not the type of law they want to practice. So I went over to recruit in Boise, probably 220 students there on campus. 8 of them belong to the Criminal Law Society. Of those, we probably had 3 that were close to graduation. So when you have 3 people come out into the market that we have right now, I mean, competing for those students to come work for you is just is extremely difficult. We just are not seeing the applicants at all, no matter how much we raise our salary. I think what has to happen is we have to reinstill in our youngest generation the honor in the fight for justice and the honor in serving the public, being a public servant. And those are probably the attitudes that will make this a rather long-term issue as opposed to something that is just going to be a summer or two. It's probably going to be a long-term crisis for the criminal law part of the legal profession.
It's changing that mindset. We're almost out of time, but what message do you have for voters in Bonneville County?
Yeah, it may be hard to see, but we are being effective. If you go and Google the stories that have to do with crimes against children or violent criminals or career criminals, we are starting to push the pendulum back. We are starting to see prison cases, prison sentences instead of the riders and the probation that became all too common. So we're heading in the right direction. But after a year and a half, which is, you know, not adequate time to be influential with the courts in a trend that can make a real difference in our community, I mean, it's important for us to continue that work and continue heading in that right direction.
And if people want to know more about you, Randy, and your campaign, how can they do that?
If they just go on the Facebook, it's Randy Neal 2024. And so I've got some posts on there. And then, I mean, the Facebook also has everything that we've been doing under the Bonneville County Prosecuting Attorney's Office over the last year and a half. And you can see our accomplishments, what we've been involved with, what our priorities have been. And I think that paints a good picture of what it will look like for the future.
All right. Well, Randy Neal, Bonneville County Prosecuting Attorney, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You bet.